Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. I am Richie Ferrol, and here are the headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton contends Dominicans losing control over their treasured country. Suriname signs US $30 million trade finance agreement with Islamic Bank. And Berlin attack. Police say lorry crash probably terror attack. The news is brought to you compliments DigiCell. The details of these and more stories after this.
Christmas meets Carnival Punch Party on Sunday, January 1, New Year's Day, from 7 p.m. to midnight. The street on the Lubia Highway will come alive with the greatest dance band in the world, 48 karat gold swinging stars, Mr. Mix and Prince Wadix.
Static.
They call me la 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 la.
Christmas meets Carnival Punch Party, Sunday, January 1, 7 p.m. to midnight.
Forward!
Come celebrate the new year and warm up for the 2017 carnival season. Sunday, January 1, 7 p.m. to midnight with stars, Mr. Mix and Wadix at the street from the Lubia Highway. Road safety will be observed and security will be trump tight. Supported by Digicel, the extraordinary network.
Welcome back in news this morning. Opposition leader Lennox Linton is of the view that Dominicans are losing their grip on their treasured country. Speaking at a recent public meeting in Canefield, Linton said the DLP government has converted citizens into beggars rather than ensure their continued independence. The opposition leader added that the only obstacle to the DLP government's plan toward complete dictatorship is the United Workers Party, which has no intention of allowing the country to go down that path.
The longer we go with this Labour Party band of bandits, the further away we get from the reality of democracy and our grip on our own country. The people of this country are losing their grip on their country. They are allowing a group of people in the Labour Party to make them more and more dependent instead of more and more independent, more and more dependent on others as opposed to reliance on themselves. And because of that, they are creating a nation of beggars. The only institution in this country right now standing in the way of Roosevelt's carrot and his dictatorial designs for Dominica is the United Workers Party. And that is why we have to step it up in 2017. 2016 gave us all the reminders that we need that what Skerrit has in his mind is a total dictatorship where he has everybody under his foot doing what he wants with them.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. In more news, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says government is assisting in negotiating the purchase of the now-closed Dominica Colgate-Palmolive DCP facility. DCP formerly manufactured and packaged soaps, laundry detergents, dishwashing detergents, toothpaste gels and tooth powders, natural glycerin, hand soaps, pre-soaks, toilet soaps, and waterless hand soaps, among other products. That previously Dominican-owned business had been acquired by international company Colgate-Palmolive, but closed its operations in November 2015. During a meeting with manufacturers on Thursday, the 15th of December 2016, Roosevelt Skerrit said, "We are also involved in very intense negotiations on the purchase of Colgate-Palmolive plant, and the state will play a very critical role in realizing that objective." Skerrit gave no reason for the closure of the facility, but it is widely known that the company was severely impacted by flooding during Tropical Storm Erica. 94 employees lost their jobs. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit insisted that the government is not the one buying the facility, but is certainly playing a critical role. In more news this morning, MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis, says he is having mixed feelings about this Christmas season due to the fact that the majority of his constituents are not happy with the state of the economy and are not able to renovate their homes like in years past. He adds that many are concerned about the condition of infrastructure and roads in particular in the various communities in Roseau South. Meanwhile, Francis says some money may be circulating, but the concern is with the extent to which that money is circulating in Dominica, and that many of the less fortunate people are not really seeing much of that money. Francis told Q95 on Monday, much more can be done to help boost the economy by the elected officials who are now in power.
Generally, most people enjoy Christmas not only to give, but to be able to repair, renovate, and improve their homes. You know, put new carpets, new windows, paint, repair something. But this year, quite a number of people seem to be complaining that they are not in a position to do any of the above. That is why I said mixed feelings. You know, a significant number of persons are saying things are hard. And then this other group of persons, things may be hard financially, but they just enjoy the Christmas spirit, the spirit of giving and sharing. And from a national point of view, of course, it would be nice if more of my constituents would be satisfied with improvement in the roads and other structural situations in the constituency.
MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis. Political activist Atherton Mate is suggesting electronic voting as a form of electoral reform. This call for electoral reform has been sounded by various members and supporters of opposing parties who are adamant for change that would hopefully ensure elections are more transparent. Mate is of the view that free and open electronic voting for every Dominican residing anywhere in the world would increase the chances for fairer elections, as the influence of money would be diminished.
If you leave the final decision in the hands of those who stand to benefit by the existing arrangement will never change. So if they feel that voter identification cards of whatever kind could cause them to lose an election, there will never be voter identification cards. My own view is that maybe what we should be considering is free and open electronic voting for everybody, which means those who have the advantage of money will not be able to convert that advantage of money into being able to bring voters here to vote, because everybody will be able to vote from wherever they are. And I am of the humble view that will even the playing field. It will create an opportunity for freer and fairer elections.
Political activist Atherton Mate. Freelance journalist Carlisle John Baptist revealed on Q95 FM radio on Monday that the Dominica Labour Party has purchased a large building in Roseau. The building was reportedly once owned by a well-known deceased land surveyor, the late Carol Winsky. It is located close to the Dominica Planned Parenthood Association premises on King George V Street in Roseau. According to John Baptist, a prominent Dominican attorney may have assisted with the purchase in some way. John Baptist says at this time, the exact amount paid for the building has not been made public. Here is Carlisle John Baptist with more.
The building, which was once owned by Winsky, that is next to Astafan, that is at the back of Kyrie FM. At one time, Kyrie FM Crazy T was very much interested in purchasing it close to the Dominica Planned Parenthood Association. What I can confirm to you for a fact, that building has been purchased by the Dominica Labour Party. It has been purchased by the Dominica Labour Party. A prominent Dominican attorney assisted in, you know, doing the, well, you, I don't know what to say, the purchase, but the transaction has to be made. And of course, you will need to go through a lawyer, you know, to, you know, and that sort of thing. They say, all shall eat. So the lawyer did the various works and so on. Of course, there's a percentage. You know, there's a percentage when you do those transactions. So, of course, that lawyer would have gotten his or her percentage of that. I don't have the exact figure, but I know from where the source of funds came, in the sense that my understanding is that a loan was, or my investigation brought me to a loan that was sought for that, for the purchase of that building. And that building has been up for sale for a long time. There is a financial institution, prominent financial institution in Dominica. And yeah, the Dominican Labour Party, and that they're going to fix it or renovate it, whatever you want to say.
In more news in the region, Gilmore Hofdrad, Minister of Finance of Suriname, made a special visit last week to Saudi Arabia, where he signed a US $30 million syndicated Murabaha non-interest bearing term sheet for supporting Suriname's economic development through financing strategic imports. That's according to press release from the International Islamic Trade Finance Corporation, ITFC, a member of the Islamic Development Bank, ISDB Group. The $30 million financing extended to Suriname is to support the agricultural, medical, and industrial sectors. Supplies that will be purchased under this arrangement include basic goods, raw material for production of basic goods, inputs for the agriculture sector, in addition to medicine and medical supplies. And the German police are investigating a probable terrorist attack after a man plowed a lorry into a Christmas market in the heart of Berlin, killing 12 people and injuring 48. They have detained the driver, who security sources reportedly say is an Afghan or Pakistani asylum seeker. He arrived in Germany in February as a refugee, the DPA news agency reports. It is said the man was known to the police for minor crimes, but not terror links. And now the weather outlook for Dominica and the Lesser Antilles, valid from 6 a.m. today, Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. A high-pressure system is the dominant feature across the area, generating strong winds. Low-level clouds moving with this wind flow will continue to generate occasional cloudiness and scattered showers across the island chain during the next 12 to 24 hours. Thereafter, moisture and instability associated with a trough system are expected to generate an increase in cloudiness, shower, and possible thunderstorm activity across the area. Due to the already saturated nature of the soils, persons in areas prone to flooding, landslides, and falling rocks are advised to continue to exercise caution, particularly from Wednesday. Rough seas are expected during the next 12 to 24 hours, with waves expected to peak near 14 feet. A high surf advisory and a small craft warning are in effect for dangerously high seas and high winds. All users of the sea, particularly on the east coast, advised to exercise extreme caution. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton contends Dominicans losing control over their treasured country. Suriname signs US $30 million trade finance agreement with Islamic Bank. And Berlin attack. Police say lorry crash probably terror attack. The news was brought to you compliments DigiCell. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.